Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs, Sunday, June 2nd at 1:15. We only have two buses this year, and tickets are now on sale at the ESPN 93.5 Studios. For $259 per ticket, get seats in the National Car Rental Suite with all food and beverages included, or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket prices include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola. Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert, a vicious act of hate. I'm Dave Anthony. That's what the White House reaction is to the terror attack in Christchurch, New Zealand, where 49 people were shot and killed while praying in two mosques.
You may have chosen us, but we utterly reject and condemn you.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, three people are in custody, one's charged with murder.
They were not on any active watch list.
A man who took responsibility has a 74-page manifesto with pro-white, anti-immigrant rants. The White House, again, condemning this. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump tweeted, "My warmest sympathy and best wishes goes out to the people of New Zealand after the horrible massacre in the mosque," adding, "The U.S. stands by New Zealand for anything we can do." National Security Advisor John Bolton spoke to reporters in the White House driveway.
We're obviously greatly disturbed by this, what seems to be a terror attack, this hate crime in New Zealand.
Press Secretary Sarah Sanders released a statement saying the United States strongly condemns the attack in Christchurch. Dave.
Rachel, we just got word from the Homeland Security Secretary that she says there's no specific or credible threat to the U.S. All Americans should remain vigilant so we can prevent such violent hate. Meanwhile, sites online are getting rid of video of the shootings. An attacker wore a cam, live-streamed it on Facebook. The black box recorders from the flight that crashed Sunday being analyzed today in France.
Some new information as well in terms of what happened in the cockpit and how this plane crashed, the Ethiopian plane crashed. A quote from the pilot. Said, "Break, break, request return home." And the plane was apparently oscillating up and down before it crashed and accelerating rapidly beyond what would be normal.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Lockroder's reports of a piece of the plane stabilizer found in the wreckage was an unusual position, similar to the plane that crashed in Indonesia last year. This is Fox News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Again, our top Fox story, the massacre in two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. 49 people killed, 50 injured. The White House has condemned this as a vicious act of hate. The president sending out his best wishes and warmest sympathy, saying that the 49 killings were senseless and it was a horrible massacre. The attacks condemned around the world. An organization of 57 Muslim countries says it's a further warning on hate, intolerance, and Islamophobia. President Trump could issue his first veto as soon as today after some of his fellow Republicans went against him in the Senate, joining the House approving a resolution to block his national emergency declaration aimed at building more border wall.
All 47 Democrats voted yes, as did 12 Republicans, including Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, who says he has fought for more border wall money.
But that is not an excuse to ignore the constitutional separation of powers.
The House passed the resolution already, but neither chamber is expected to have the two-thirds majority required to override the president's veto. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Israel fired 100 missiles into the Gaza Strip, going after Hamas targets in response to Palestinian rocket fire that hit Tel Aviv, though Israeli media now report defense officials believe the rockets were fired by mistake. A man in Maryland who was here illegally but trying to stay here legally, then deported when he showed up for an interview, will have his case heard again today in court after his deportation was reversed right after he left the country.
Won Rong Lin's attorneys are expected to ask for more time for their client to stay in the U.S. with his family while he seeks permanent residency here. His wife and three kids are U.S. citizens. In November, U.S. District Judge George Hazel blocked Lin's deportation while he was on a plane to China and ordered him to be returned before the flight landed. That same judge will hear arguments in the case today. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. 42 years of just appliances. That's all they do. They do it better than anybody else. Largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. They got locations in Springfield, Bloomington, Decatur, and, of course, Champaign. They offer discount pricing and quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And we're talking low prices. Best selection. And they treat you like royalty. Plus, you can receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit when remodeling. Nothing like quality, incredible customer service, and affordable pricing. So if you're in the market for a dishwasher, refrigerator, any appliance, that's all they do. Check out the Champaign location, I-74 and Neal Street, or online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. For expert window replacement repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass brings us our local news. They do the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Health insurance premiums for some University of Illinois students are going up. The Board of Trustees on Thursday set student health insurance premiums. Students at the Urbana-Champaign campus will pay 20% more. It goes up to $544 a semester for undergrads. The biggest increase is for students in Springfield. That's where premiums will go up by 63% to $866 a semester. The reason for the increase? Fewer people are using the insurance plan, with more people filing claims. Urbana has been named a 2018 Tree City USA by the Arbor Day Foundation in honor of its commitment to effective urban forest management. The community also received a Tree City USA Growth Award for demonstrating environmental improvement and an increasingly higher level of tree care. The Tree City USA program is sponsored by the Arbor Day Foundation in partnership with the U.S. Forest Service and the National Association of State Foresters. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-through windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face?
Oh!
Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
Check your weather. ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, Diane Ducey.
Well, rainy, maybe some snow spitting at us before 1 this afternoon. Today's high 38. We've really reached that. We're currently at 35. Overcast and breezy. Winds out of the west 22 to 33 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 23 right now. 27 with a decrease in the clouds tonight. Sunshine and a high 43 tomorrow, down to 29. 46 the high on Sunday with sunshine for St. Patrick's Day as you wear your green. Again, we're at 35, ESPN 93.5.
49 dead. New Zealand terrorist attack has been reported by Fox.
You spent some time in New Zealand. It's just not a violent country.
Well, no. And these guys are from Australia anyway. Cowards. He was on live TV doing it. My instinct is to take him and shoot him in the head right now. I am. I mean, that's how you feel. It's just, obviously he did it.
Right.
Just shoot him. I mean, oh, we had to take him to custody and all that. But in moments like this, You just shoot him.
Right.
You did that to Osama bin Laden.
I mean
just shoot him.
When you see the act and all 49 people
He's videoing. I mean, why didn't he die? Anyway, it's just so bad. Just pure evil. Just pure evil. Just awful. Okay. We have tickets. Final pair. Sticks, March 30, 359-2255. If you want to win, you have to name the title of this Stick song.
Gentle as a butterfly, she moves without a sound.
All right, there you go. Gentle as a butterfly.
That one's tougher. That one's tougher.
She moves without a sound. What is that song? 359-2255.
Gentle as a butterfly, she moves without a sound.
All right, final pair of Sticks tickets for March 30 for free. 359-2255. 359-2255.
Should we go to number five then?
Well, if it's harder,
tougher?
It's fine. Anybody coming in with
okay,
a guess?
Yeah, yeah.
We got some guesses coming in. Okay, last time.
Gentle as a butterfly, she moves without a sound.
I text your guess in. We got a lot of callers too, so here we go. Good luck.
See the show.
Name that tune. Gary, you there?
I'm here.
As gentle as a butterfly, she moves without a sound.
Does Gary Longfellow, Muhammad, Illinois, know the title of that song?
It's called Lorelei.
Wow.
Nice job.
Well done, you smart person, you.
Yes.
Apparently you like Sticks, huh?
I love Sticks. I've probably seen him six or seven times.
Well, make it eight, okay? Free tickets for you, my friend. Well played. Well played.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Awesome.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
Thanks, Steve.
You'll hear this one March 30.
Uh-huh.
I like this part. And then it gets too darn loud right about here. Yeah.
Could you turn the drums down? Yeah. Oh, God, honey.
Congratulations, Gary. Sticks again.
A couple of grand delusions.
Oh, yeah.
One Mr. Roboto on that. So.
Yeah. Well, there's some
kind
similar
of a
sounds.
Kind enthusiast to know Lorelei on that. Good job, Gary.
Whether spoken or written, words have power. Busey wants you to know if you're selling your house, there's certain words that you might want to use. Homes with certain features can sell for like 13-14% more than expected, nearly 60 days faster. Top keywords, according to Zillow, digs to include in your real estate listing. Busey's standing by to help you with your mortgage or refinance or whatever you need. But here are some keywords. Barn door.
Barn door?
Barn door, number one.
Okay.
Shaker cabinet. Farmhouse sink. Subway tile. Quartz. Craftsman. Exposed brick. You want to include some of these key words. It'll help. With 150 years of unparalleled expertise, put your trust in the strength of the Busey Home Mortgage. Whether it's your first home or dream home, Busey will find the financing that's best for you. It's not just a mortgage. It's not a one-size thing. They know how, they got like 40 options. Go to BuseyMortgage.com. Check out the rates. See what you want to do. Visit any Busey location. Call 800-67-BUSEY today. Busey, equal housing lender. Check your sports headlines coming up. Basketball's over.
Springtime is almost here, and there's no better time to tackle that next job. At AutoZone, we have the free services to help you get it done. With our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program, you can borrow specialty tools you need for the job, free of charge, so you don't waste money on rarely used tools. Getting the job done just got easier. And right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $29.99. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had them do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
All right. Basketball is over for this year, and now we get ready for baseball opening tomorrow at noon.
That's right. A doubleheader, 3:30-ish for the next game, and then Sunday at 1, free keychain giveaway, no parking on the grass lots because of the wet conditions. Yeah, right. Illinois baseball home season opener this weekend against SIU.
Come on.
Yeah, Iowa beat Illinois 83-62. We wrap the season at 12-21. Now Michigan and Iowa will go at it tonight. We also have Michigan State and Ohio State in the early game, then Wisconsin and Nebraska, Purdue and Minnesota also moving on in the Big Ten tournament. Illinois gymnastics ranked 3 at Penn State at 3 o'clock tomorrow. They're ranked number 6. Michigan at number 4 also involved in that tournament. Bulls and LA Clippers tonight. Pacers over the Thunder 108-106. We had Ottawa over the St. Louis Blues 2-1. We have a game on US 105.9. Our Cubs that won preseason yesterday 2-1 over Texas will take on the Chicago White Sox. So you can hear that game
all right
in the 3 o'clock hour.
Let's
on
go.
US 105.9.
Fabulous. We had Cardinals as well.
That's right.
Cardinals spring training, folks. I mean, the season starts in 28th?
On the 28th.
Okay.
Opening day for the Cardinals. It's a day game against the Milwaukee Brewers here on ESPN 93.5. We're also talking about our bus trip to Busch. I got a note in on the email, and it's asking for tickets. I can reach out and give you all the explanation.
Yep.
But essentially, it's June 2nd, and we'll leave about 8:30. We'll get there for plenty of time. First pitch at 1:15. The bus leaves 30 minutes after the game. We only have 2 buses this year.
Two buses.
It's around $140 a ticket. And if you want to be the elite, the National Car Rental Suite with all the food and beverages included is around $259.
And that's the hottest seller. I only have 9 suite tickets left.
Okay, then.
I mean, they always, why don't I buy more of those? We could just take one bus and... Well, we want a lot of people to go, though.
Exactly.
Anyway, so just 9 of the suite tickets left if you want to get in on that. Otherwise, it's infield terrace, they're called. It's kind of high, but they're right behind home plate.
Uh-huh.
So nice seats, $139 each, and this will sell out. So if you're thinking, and I know it's March 15, June 2nd's a long way away, but it's Cubs-Cardinals. So if you
Sunday,
to make a call,
June 2nd.
If you want to go, love to have you. Okay, 8:19. Here's a look at your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A rainy start, but milder today. We've reached our high of 38. We're at 35 now. Breezy gusts up to 33 miles per hour. 27 our low into the evening tonight with the decrease in the clouds. Make way for sunshine this weekend. High 42 on Saturday. Down to around the freezing point. Sunday's high at 46. Down to 27. Back into the work week Monday. High 40. 34 with sunshine, not bad. Again, breezy now, overcast and spitting at us on the rain. Temperatures at 36. ESPN 93.5.
Well, U of I on spring break as of today, and there'll be people headed down to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Texas, South Padre Island, all those things. And unfortunately, I saw a little bit about what they were doing. Addiction specialist Michael Moulton about getting blazing drunk coming up in just a few. It's 8:20 now in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, there's a weaker-than-expected reading on the economy for this month. The New York Federal Reserve's Empire State Manufacturing Index showed only slight improvement in March. Economists were expecting a stronger reading. Air Canada will not be providing financial predictions this year because of the Boeing 737 MAX grounding. Air Canada says it continues with its contingency plan to address the evolving situation with the planes and will provide updates as developments warrant. Boeing has suspended deliveries of the MAX planes now that they are grounded around the world, but it is still producing the jets. Volkswagen and its former CEO Martin Winterkorn are facing charges of defrauding bond investors in the U.S. The Securities and Exchange Commission is accusing the company of raising billions of dollars through the bond market while knowing many of its vehicles in the U.S. exceeded emissions limits. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, I'm happy to have in our studio Tyler Beers. He is a physician's assistant, Carl's Digestive Health Institute. How are you, Tyler?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on today.
I think it's horrible that the Pirates have diluted their team. I mean, really.
I know.
McCutcheon, I mean, I think he got a great manager, but they got nothing.
I agree.
What's up? Let's forget about Carl. Let's talk about the Pirates.
I know. It's a sad state of affairs. It really is.
You know, as Cardinal and Cub stations, we have both franchises. Uh-huh. We're happy because the Central's hard enough, right?
Exactly.
Cincinnati's going to be obnoxious, right?
I know.
Tyler Beers.
Starting out in Pennsylvania in your life.
Yeah.
And how long have you been in East Central Illinois?
So really, I've been here since July of 16.
Okay.
Got out this way because my wife's in veterinary school.
Okay, no kidding.
Yeah.
So you're into pets. What kind of dog do you have?
So we have two. We have Westies because we started here at an apartment, so weight limit was limiting.
Sure. And they don't shed. Westies don't shed.
Right. No, yeah. they're pretty good.
They're awesome. Okay, what are risk factors for developing colorectal cancer?
So, I mean, you know, the basic things are that this colorectal cancer affects both men and women. You know, the finding is that it's slightly increased in men, but both men and women are affected. You know, it's the third most common cause of cancer, third most common cancer in the U.S., right? And the second most common cause of cancer death as well.
My goodness.
So, is there no way to use the Myers scanning thingy and get checked? What if you don't want to go get checked after you're 50 years old and do a... Is it called a colonoscopy?
So, I mean, there are different alternatives to colonoscopy. You know, we push colonoscopy.
That's the best look, right?
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, because, we say in the business, it's diagnostic and therapeutic. We can get a look in there. We can see a polyp. We can remove it. All those things. And then if you're good, you're likely good for 10 years, as long as you're average risk.
Anesthesia.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
There is it. Yeah.
Good night, George. I mean, you just, you don't want
right,
to.
Right.
But you have to screen. You can't let this go because if you get too late, it is bad, right?
It is. Yes. And most oftentimes, people don't have any type of symptoms before it's more later in onset. So, you might have, say like rectal bleeding and things like that. But for most people, they won't have anything for a period of time. So by the time you get in there, if you're late in your screening, you may have, more complicated issues.
And, of course, family history.
Yeah. Sure. Yes, absolutely. So family history, I mean, that pretty much might change your screening category. So say a first-degree relative, mom, dad, siblings, you might likely be getting a colonoscopy screening or colon cancer screening starting, say at age 40, depending upon, a number of different factors.
Okay.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, it's something we have to talk about, right? You need to do this thing. Because we know about it. It's one thing if you don't know about it, you got to check. So after 50, men and women?
Men and women, yes. Okay. After 50, men and women, absolutely, yeah. They both should be screened there. And, if colonoscopy, if you don't feel like that's an option for you or if you're a little leery of it, there are all their other testings. Stool tests, Cologuard right now is getting a lot of press.
It's not going to be as good as a colonoscopy.
It's not going to be as good, and if it's positive, they're going to recommend colonoscopy.
Right.
So I try to push for patients, hey, you want to get it one and done?
Yep.
Just get the colonoscopy.
And you told me it might be good for a decade?
So in most patients, if you're average risk, you pretty much have no polyps, then 10 years.
And no symptoms and things like that.
Correct. Right. Yes. Yeah. That comes up again. Talk to your doctor. You might get a sooner screening depending on those things.
Well, 60% of deaths can be prevented except with this screening.
Yes, exactly.
How do you die from colon cancer? Can't you just take the colon out?
Well, the problem is, we can take the colon out, but because once symptoms start, it may have spread. It may have metastasized.
Okay.
So then at that point in time, that's the issue.
So it's really, this is one where you can prevent a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And, we have established screening regimens.
Yeah.
We know that about, once you turn age 50, 90% of colon cancers are diagnosed after age 50.
Yeah.
So that's why we feel comfortable starting at age 50 for those screenings.
Any progress on ulcerative colitis, Crohn's? I mean, is it the same kind of thing where we're still looking?
We're still looking. I mean, we have, there's lots of research in that field right now. The new medications that are out for that really do a good job of treating those types of things.
And it keeps it tamped down.
Exactly, yeah. But, you know, we know for both of those, there is still an increased risk of colon cancer with those. So that also modifies your screening age.
Tyler, when you're getting in your colonoscopy, what about the prep stuff?
So that's, you know, it seems like that causes a lot of anxiety for patients. You know, it's like this kind of initial, like, what in the world is going to happen? You know, so we really have established programs depending on what hospital you go through, but mainly the main prep is like, okay, some Dulcolax tablets or some type of laxative tablet and likely a Miralax powder. And you take that throughout the day. You know, generally it's an established regimen there. You know, you take it the day before in the evening or in the afternoon, take it in the morning there, and then you're all cleaned out.
You're pretty good at this, Tyler Beard.
Right. But the test itself is only a half hour,
it
right?
Really, yeah, it's very, very
well,
simple.
Well, you don't know if it's a half hour or 7 hours if you're under. Just good night.
That's right. It doesn't bother you at all.
Yeah. Just give me some ice cream when I wake up.
Well, and because of that, you should probably have a ride home.
Yes. So the sedation, you will require a ride home because of that. But most people, you know, they recover. You're only there for, we say, about 3 to 4 hours, you know, as far as recovery and things like that. Most people go to work the next day, so it's very, very simple.
I've been squeezing my buns together this whole interview.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate
so with March being colorectal cancer month.
You gotta check.
We gotta check.
This is great awareness, Tyler.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Tyler Beers, middle name not D, right? De Beers, get it? then it'd be like a diamond magnet.
That's right.
No, you're very good on the radio.
Well, thank you.
Have you ever done radio?
I have never done radio. No, it's my first experience.
Very good.
Boy, go for the big bucks. Leave what you're doing. Come on. Listen, it's a great meeting you. Keep up your good work.
Well, thank you.
How do people get hold of you or the department
to kind
of
Digestive Health Institute. How do we learn more?
Carl has, you know, Google Carl Digestive Health Institute. We have our prep and instruction on there.
Okay.
You know, we can talk about colonoscopy prep. There's a couple of nice PDFs there. People can read about it.
You heard it. So, folks, you can't ignore it. Come on. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Carl.com.
Yes, it's all good. Absolutely.
All good. Well done. What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A man from Australia is charged with murder with two other people in custody after a mass shooting at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. At least 49 people are dead with many more wounded.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says of suspects,
these are people who I would describe as having extremist views that have absolutely no place in New Zealand.
In a claim of responsibility, a man calling himself a white racist says he wanted to target invaders.
Fox's Simon Owen. Hundreds of thousands of kids around the world are walking out of school today demanding action on climate change.
Their demands vary by country, but students participating in the Youth Climate Strike Day do have the common cause of a push to cut greenhouse gas emissions. In the U.S., they're showing support for the Green New Deal, clean water, and a national emergency declaration on climate change, for starters.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A member of the First Busey Corporation Board of Directors, who's accused of bribing a tennis coach at Georgetown University to help her daughter get in, is resigning from that board as of today. Elizabeth Meyer Kimmel was arrested at her California home this week. The criminal complaint says the money for the alleged bribe came from the Meyer Charitable Foundation. Prosecutors say the coach was paid $244,000. The Champaign Fire Department and the Champaign Exchange Club will honor the 2018 Firefighter of the Year recipient on March 18th. That recipient is Lieutenant Jason Dillingham. A ceremony is set for O'Charley's at 730 West Town Center Boulevard from noon until 1 p.m. He is actively involved in multiple training programs within the department and is the principal instructor for several programs, including the training of firefighters in incident command. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you avoid going through the drive-thru windows because you have to open your door to place your order? Is the dog wanting the window down to get the spring air in his face? Are the kids embarrassed by the rock chips in the windshield? We'll make the family happy and spring into getting it all fixed. Call American Eagle Auto Glass at 443-GLASS. Their certified technicians can repair your window regulator, fix your rock chips, or replace any needed auto glass. American Eagle Auto Glass, 443-4527. Clearly the right choice.
Yeah, well, the winner yesterday of our $1,000 Joel Kusky, Kusky Landscaping, was sure excited. They're going to have that going. They meet tomorrow, and Kusky Landscaping can meet with you. It's no cost or obligation. KOUSKI.com, and you just book it, and everything goes online. You know that once you book it, he'll send you a video of him saying, hey, I'm going to come over and see you, so you kind of get a look at the guy.
Okay.
Really cool. They're on the cutting edge over there. Okay, let's check your weather.
We've got a high of 38. We've been there, actually. Breezy, chance of showers this morning. Decrease in the clouds. By tonight, we've got a low of 27. 42 with sunshine tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Low 29 in the evening. Sunday, high 46. Where was this weather last weekend for the polar plunge at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet when we had the sheets of rain and 30-mile-an-hour winds? Wow. But still, 300 plungers going for it.
Yeah, and you know what? It probably would have felt warm coming out of that.
Right, right, right.
Come into the freezing
cold. And the warming
cold.
Tent was within, there you go. Know, 30 feet.
Right.
So, 35 now. Breezy gusts up to 33 miles per hour. ESPN 93.5.
Well, if you like going to, this is a townie alert, if you like going to campus, now's your time after today.
It's spring break.
I think a whole bunch of folks are gone by now.
Mm-hmm.
Who has really any substantive classes on Friday?
It's but you still have some papers due in your circle.
Yeah, Christian is on his way to Puerto Rico, and he's got to finish a paper by midnight.
How nice.
And the internet isn't so good in spots.
Right.
So we've got that. But, okay. Yeah, there's assignments, and he's got homework over break and all of those things.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I thought they gave him a break.
I don't think they do that much anymore.
I see.
We're going to talk to addiction specialist Michael Moulton. Because it is spring break, many students are leaving or have left town.
And they have a tendency to overindulge, perhaps.
And listen, I did the same thing. The last time I did that, I was a teenager, and I never did it again because I hated it. But I never got crazy wild forget stuff drunk. I never did that. I mean, I think that's the goal now, is a drink to oblivion. To where you don't remember.
It might not be the goal. It's just that you get carried away.
I don't know. I think a lot of people shoot the pass out. I think there's a thing for some of them that they don't want to. And I don't understand the extreme. I can get the drinking and have woohoo.
Yeah,
have,
I don't know if it was parental, that you couldn't do this and you couldn't do that. And now you're just, you know, sowing your wild oats going overboard.
When you go to South Padre Island and... You do all that, and you're not going to be able to testify against anything that might be done to you because you're drunk, and you don't remember. You're not exactly sure. And to get in that kind of a melee, listen, nothing wrong with partying, nothing wrong with getting together, laughing, having some beers. I'm just never drinking
dry. Especially if you're going to stay in that area or take an Uber.
I think, you know, no, exactly, but it just seems like the extremes are where I just lose it. And I think that there's a deeper issue if you go that extreme and it's that regular. There has to be. There's no sense in beating yourself up that bad because it hurts. I mean, to get sick and to feel as bad as you can feel after those things. So anyway, we'll touch on that in a moment. It's 8:39. Michael Moulton, how are you, my friend?
Good morning.
Michael's an addiction specialist, and he's been through the ringer. We've had you on before, Michael. You were an addict, but you're doing it, baby. How are you?
I'm good, man. Just living the life of recovery and just spreading the message, not spreading the disease.
How do I say I'm against the crazy excesses of spring break without sounding 94 years old?
You know, I've been on the radio tour all morning this morning, and, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, and why are we talking about this? And I think the reason why we're talking about this with young people drinking, underage people drinking, is because in our society, we think that the week of spring break, that this is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way it's supposed to be, that we're allowed to do this all the way down to the bar saying, if you're underage, we're going to serve you. And it's a dangerous week.
Why is it dangerous, Michael?
I think it's dangerous because of a couple reasons, a lot of reasons. Is seasonal change. You know, it's getting warm. We are taking a break from the daily grind, and, you know, we finally get out of our structured routine, And if we are, if we do have the disease of alcoholism or drug addiction, and we take that first drink on spring break, the phenomenon of craving, the euphoric feeling comes abound us, and we're like, wait a minute, this is a whole new life that I really like and want to feel the rest of my life, and I can't stop. And, oh, by the way, I've got to be back at school in 4 days. I'm going to do as much as I can, as fast as I can, and we go into a blackout and sometimes die.
Well, and this is, it's not just beer. This is sex and drugs and the whole thing. And I also say if you get to a point where you can't testify, then there's nothing you're going to be able to do.
Yeah, and this is where the dark side is just lying there waiting. I mean, for the innocent young person that's coming in, even coming from good families, you know, this disease is cunning, baffling, and powerful. It doesn't discriminate. And there are kids that go to spring break and, you know, they have the luxury of drinking like a normal person at a very young age, and they put it down and never pick it up again,
yeah.
You know, and not me. You know, that's when I had my first drink and I was off to the races saying, this is the life I want to live. This is the way I want to feel. And I took that dark side for a long time.
Wow. Michael Moulton, addiction specialist. I've been railing probably too much. I'm against legalization of marijuana. Is it a gateway drug? Is it okay to legalize this? Maybe I'm wrong on this.
Well, it's not okay for me. That's all I know right now. That's the selfish part of recovery. You know, boy, we could talk forever on this. I'm with you. I'm in complete abstinence. I'm so radical the other way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can really light this show up. You know, when I was incarcerated, you know, the hardest book to get in the public schools was the Bible, and the first book they gave me in prison was the Bible. So, I mean, let's put more energy into putting something, legalizing good stuff instead of bad stuff. But now I'm starting a debate, but I'm with you.
No.
It's
certainly, I mean, there are, we've talked to Origins Recovery Centers and said, listen, the statistics show, particularly underage 25, marijuana is really bad for you, period.
It's a drug.
Yeah.
It is a addictive drug. It kills. It's a gateway drug, and it leads to other stuff. I mean, that's my story. You know, I didn't have the luxury of just saying I was addicted to Coors Light. I was addicted to any chemical that was going to change the way I feel, that was going to make my life unmanageable, and I admitted that I was powerless over it, but yet I wouldn't put it down. That's a disease, and that's an addiction.
How long, Michael, did you go through this?
40 years.
Oh my word.
40 years. I chased this dragon. As a result of it, I was incarcerated 27 times. I didn't lose anything. I gave it away. I had a successful business. I had a family, had children, money, and I gave it away. If I say I lost it, I'm not working my program. Being honest is I gave it away. But I tell you what, the gift of recovery, once I got honest, and then started to take the suggestions from other men in recovery, my life is so blessed today, and I love spreading the message, especially to young people, to say that there is an easier, softer way.
Well, you literally saw the light, correct? You have a faith now. I mean, that changed it, didn't it?
I had a spiritual experience. My 27th time incarcerated, I did have a supernatural bright light experience. For the first time, I was free. And I was free while incarcerated, and then I was miraculously released from prison. The first time in the state of Texas history, I traveled over 300 miles by foot. My judge heard about what I was doing behind the walls and tore my papers up and told me to go pay it forward. And now I'm in radio and TV spreading the message.
We have to talk at length. You're going to be a compelling guy if we can get a little more time sometime, Michael. How do people reach you?
M2, the letter M, the number 2, The Rock. com, and you can get to all of our platforms, see all of our videos. You are one of my favorite shows, and I appreciate you letting me be the voice of recovery that we can reach maybe one person.
Well, I firmly believe God is using you, and that's pretty awesome.
God is good.
That is all the time, my friend, all the time. Listen, let's chat again, Michael, and get a little more time. Your story is just mesmerizing, and it's important. Thanks, sir. I appreciate your time.
God bless you, brother. Take care.
You as well. Michael Moulton, I like him.
Mm-hmm. M2TheRock.com.
The numeral 2, mm-hmm. M2TheRock.com. But 40 years.
Right. And
27 times.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it take you just thought that guy was gone. You lost him, right? You're not getting that back.
Right.
Mm. Yeah, we need to do a half an hour. I don't do half hours, but I do a half hour with him. Because it can inspire. It could wake you up saying, man, I'm struggling with this. Well, struggling? Try 40 years of it.
Right.
How many people did he disappoint?
I'll bet he really looks old and weathered, too. This can really abuse your body.
Well, sounds good.
Exactly.
Nice voice.
Yep,
and
he's turned it around.
Got passion. 848 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Cindy Summers, and I'm voting.
Illinois loses baseball tomorrow.
That's right.
Sports. Here
okay.
we go.
And the Cubs are on US 105 in a spring training game. So
is that tonight?
That should be fun.
Today?
Actually, at 3 o'clock.
Yes, let's go Cubs.
And they're playing the White Sox.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, finally, White Sox on the radio. A little respect.
Exactly. Yeah. High 38, rainy conditions, breezy here at the beginning of the day, but decrease in the clouds, low 27 by tonight. 42 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 30, down to up to around 46 with sunshine on St. Patty's Day on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 35. ESPN 93.5.
Jim Mayer has a good voice. A really good voice here.
Yes, he does.
Jim Mayer.
Come one, come all, and join us for the 12th Annual Disability Resource Expo. This free event is open to the whole family and will be held on Saturday, March 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Vineyard Church, 1500 North Lincoln Avenue, just off I-74 in Urbana. Over 100 exhibitors will be showcasing services and supports available for people with disabilities, including health care, employment, housing, recreation, education, transportation, and support networks. This family-friendly event has a children's activity room that is open all day. A variety of live entertainment will be provided, including a live service dog demonstration and old-time country music with John Copas. The expo will also provide an awareness activity that highlights current TV shows featuring people with disabilities. There will be door prizes awarded throughout the day and grand prize drawings at the end of the day. For more information, please call 367-5703 or log on to disabilityresourceexpo.org.
The smartest way to hire.
Okay, 853, Jeremy Warner Show. They'll talk more about the Illini. I mean, you know, if we'd lost Northwestern, I'd have had my arms folded all off season.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they lost, I wish it would have been a better game, but it wasn't, and so whatever. So
that's
let's
right.
just come back. We're going to be really highly thought of next year, and we're going to have some expectations for the first time in a while. And so my team has to make, as far as I'm concerned, I need to make the NCAA tournament. I mean, I got an NBA player in Iota Sumo. I mean, he's an NBA player someday. He's really, really got some skill. So we got to do better next year.
That's right. At 359-2255, we had a response to our colonoscopy discussion since it's rectal colon awareness month.
Right.
So, Jason, we're just suggesting get that checked.
Yeah, no,
if you feel like you have some symptoms.
If you're not covered or whatever your situation is,
right.
you still got to look. And no matter what, you bypass any concerns like that to make sure you're going to be okay.
That's right.
Okay, we'll meet on Monday.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Happy and be safe in Chicago.
Thank you. I will.
Diane Ducey.
Enjoy the weekend.
I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. We'll meet Monday. Have a blessed weekend.
It's time for your Out and About with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joins me. A lot of sports happening this weekend in Champaign-Urbana that we need to know about.
The National Intercollegiate Wheelchair Basketball Tournament is underway at the State Farm Center. You can go out and support these incredible athletes from all over the country as they compete for the title.
All right, other sports to talk about. We are less than a week away from spring. Are you as excited as I am, Terry?
Oh, I can't wait. Counting down.
Yeah, and baseball back in Champaign-Urbana.
That's right. Fighting Illini baseball returns to Illinois Field this weekend. This team is already on a hot streak, and they'll take on Southern Illinois today and tomorrow. So bundle up and go cheer on the Illini at these free and family-friendly games.